We continue Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadik Zayin, Sif Yud. Ein Mekatchen I saw, we don't do Kiddush Levana, Ach Yarvel El Chol HaPlachas, Shlosh Yom Min HaMoil, until 3 days have passed from the Moilid. The way the Prima Gadim explains, that means 3 24-hour periods have to have passed from the Moilid. And there are those that wait Shiva Yomim. The reason is, explains the Lvosh, because then for sure you'll be able to see and benefit from the moon. And also the Chsam Sofer explains, because like that, there has been a Shabbos that passed after the new Moilid. And we don't want to do Kiddush Levana until there was a Shabbos with the new moon. But if Matzah Shabbos comes before the 7 days, Elahamton, don't wait. Elikatshua, Matzah Shabbos, wait to do Kiddush Levana immediately. There are those that disagree, and those that hold that they never do Kiddush Levana, even on Matzah Shabbos, if seven full days from the Levana, from the new Moilid, haven't passed. There are those, the Gra, who felt as soon as 3 days passed, we should do Kiddush Levana on Matzah Shabbos. Ve'emekachon, I say we don't do Kiddush Levana. Rat ad chatzi chof tes, and only till half the month. Chof tes yud beis tov shav tzad gemel. Shu abba yom meis leis. 18, 24-hour periods from the new Moilid. V'shman esra shos. 18 hours. V'shneim esra dakas. And about 22 minutes from the Moilid. Sif Yud Aleph. El Kachakon Tishbav, we don't do Kiddush Levana before Tishbav. Bekein Kishu Oval, Rachman Slon, if somebody's an Oval, he shouldn't do Kiddush Levana. Elmken, unless it's such a situation, then lo yashlam avilosa adyesh asor yom meis leis min amoylid. Unless there won't be 10 days from the Moilid before, his velos will not end till 10 days pass. Az yukachu b'mei evloi, then he does it. Then he could do it, even Rachman Slan, when he's a Moilid. There are those that say, we don't do Kiddush Levana on a Matzah Tainus. The minig is to do Kiddush Levana on a Matzah Tainus, particularly to do Kiddush Levana on Matzah Tisha B'Av. The Rizal says, because that's when Mashiach was born, and that's just like the Moilid represents a rebirth of the new moon, so too does the birth of Mashiach represent a rebirth of Klal Yisrael. That those, however, who very strongly suggest that if you're going to do Kiddush Levana on Matzah Tisha B'Av, put on your regular shoes before you do Kiddush Levana. Don't wear your Tisha B'Av shoes. If an Oval, as we're learning sometimes, has to do Kiddush Levana, some suggest they should just say the basic bracha, nothing else. Others say you could say everything else besides the Shalom Aleichem, because a novel is not allowed to give or get Shalom. And there are those that suggest that even that, since it's part of the Nusach of the Kiddush Levana, may be said. V'en l'katshu shibetanis, somebody who's fasting should not do Kiddush Levana, ad shi'yitam mikoidim, until he eats something. The Sharatzin says if there's an option to say it b'tzibur, but you're still fasting, or to say it biyochid, but not fasting, it's better to say it b'tzibur fasting. On Yom Kippur, kivin sha'az yotzim beis haknesses, we leave shul Yom Kippur with great joy, amechilas avoinus, that Kodesh Baruch Hu forgave our sins, b'katshanos miyad, we should do Kiddush Levana immediately, and you should do it even while you're still wearing your kittel, some even wearing the talis, showing that as we are leaving in this an exalted state, then is the right time to do Kiddush Levana. Don't do Kiddush Levana not on Friday night, on Yontav night. If you're going to wait, you lose the time. If somebody's from Chutz Loretz is in Eretz Yisrael, and he's keeping a second day Yontif, so now it's for the people in Eretz Yisrael, Matzah Yontif, for him it's not. So since for him it's Yontif, he shouldn't do Kiddush Levana, unless if it's going to be noticeable that he's not doing Kiddush Levana because it's Yontif, that's called keeping Yontif Beferesia in a place that they're not keeping Yontif, and then do Kiddush Levana to avoid that. Sif Yud Gimel Suma Mutal Kachoy, somebody who's blind is allowed to do Kiddush Levana, even though he's not really directly receiving any benefit from the moon, but the people, everybody else is receiving benefit from the moon, and then he's a beneficiary of that. Sif Yudalit, and Levana Zorech B'Tchilas Alayla, if the moon is out at the beginning of the night, Kodim Sheshchilu Spal Marav, before they began to daven Marav, Im Yesh Oizman Eza Lilas L'Kachay, if there's still a number of nights when you could do Kiddush Levana, Mispalm Tchila Marav, Davin Marav, Akach Makachin Oisai, and then do Kiddush Levana, because the rule is, Tad Mishum the Tad Vashena, Tad the Tad the Kaidim, we always do something which is more often. Void, saying Krishma is a Daraisa. Aval M. Eidzman, Rak Oiz Shlaim Vashtosh Leilas. There are very few nights left when Kiddush Levana can be said. Bizman Kutz Kazep, when there are only so few nights left, Yesh Loch Hashem Tiskas Bavim, we have to be concerned that maybe the moon will get covered by the clouds. And in the winter, even if there are four nights till the end of the time, Yeshlochish Lekisi Anonim, we have to be worried about cloudy weather. Yeshlagdim Kiddush Levana, and therefore do Kiddush Levana as soon as possible. The nearest Levana Be'esha Im Krishma Brachaseha. If while we're saying Krishma, the moon comes out, Im Zman Tzumtzum Kolkach, if the time is so tight, Shabbat Shigim Tefilah Shemana Esrei. Yav Zman Kedusha, if we're going to wait till after Ma'ariv, we're going to lose the time that we spoke about earlier, through when you could say Kiddush Levana. Yechayim Lahafsik Afil Bebsa Krishma, we could stop in the middle of Krishma, even L'Kaddush Esai. Achim Efshef, if at all possible, Yigmar Zaperek L'Kacha Ben Aprakim, at least try to get to Ben Aprakim under these circumstances, to only say Kiddush Levana Ben Aprakim, not in the middle of a Perek of Krishma. Sif Tazov Im B'Chodesh Odo, if in Adar, Lenarsa Adlail Abba Osar, the moon wasn't seen until the 14th of Adar. Shuzman Kris Megillah, that's when we read the Megillah. Yikacha Tchila Salvana, first do Kiddush Levana, Vakach Yikus Megillah, and then do Megillah. Lenarsa Be'emsa Kris Megillah, if the moon appears during in the middle of Kris Megillah, Imhu Bezman, Shagam L'ach Shigmar Zakriya, if it's a time that even after finishing the Megillah, Yeh Oidzman L'kacha, there's still an opportunity to say Kiddush Levana, Eim Avsikim Emsa Kriyas Megillah, we don't interrupt the Kriyas Megillah. However, if Avel Ma'ach Yigmas Megillah Yav Uzmana, if we're going to wait to finish the Kriyas Megillah, we will lose the opportunity to do Kiddush Levana, as in Kol HaKol Adayim L'Kitcho Etzoi, if the entire community has not had the opportunity to do Kiddush Levana, the Loch is Yafsikul L'Kaddush Etzoi, interrupt the middle of Kriyas Megillah to do Kiddush Levana, V'acha kach yigmaris Megillah, and then finish the Megillah. That's only if what we're discussing applies to the entire community. Avol merak yochid like Kiddush Esai. If it's only an individual who has not yet done Kiddush Levana, shem yashu l'katshoi yistarach akach ligmaris Megillah b'yichidus, if he's going to go out to do Kiddush Levana, he's going to have to therefore complete his reading of the Megillah b'yichidus after he does the Kiddush Levana. So then, lo yafsuk, he shouldn't do so. He shouldn't pursue in Nisa Adif. Kriyas Megillah comes with pursuing Nisa, publicizing the Nais that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on our behalf. And therefore, the right thing is finish the Kiddush Levana, and then, and hopefully only then, do the Kiddush Levana.